life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the site as well. So you see something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep. Maybe it is something that you find, say, as a YouTube video, or perhaps it is a blog post or a news item that you think's interesting. You just submitted a show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page. That is where the initial votes are received. You can vote up or down on the things you like or dislike. And the most liked are promoted to the front page of the website. So when you're using the site, you can interact with it in those two key ways. You can add new things to the site, and you can vote on the items that are already there. And if you want to cast your vote, you can vote on the stuff on the front page. But it's most important to vote on what's on the upcoming stories page to see if you can promote them to the front page with your vote. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. As usual, lots to put on the table to discuss here this evening, and we are grateful to have our special guest in the studio here this evening. Pete Ayer joins us. Good evening.
Good to be with y'all, as always.
Yeah, always good to have you here, Pete. Of course, you are one of the founders of copblock.org, and I imagine that the last several days have been a bit of a hustle for you. You've been on the road, traveling all the way from North Carolina, and before that in Austin, been kind of going all over the place. You were speaking at the Peaceful Streets conference in Austin, and that video, I believe, was posted to copblock.org. If not, certainly was at freekeen.com. And that went very well, from what I understand. We had you on the phone to talk about that. You went back to North Carolina, hung out with Clyde Voluntarius there, and did other things. And now you're back up for the trial, the imminent trial of your partner, Adamo Freeman.
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely, I wouldn't miss it. You know, he's done so much for spreading the ideas of liberty, and he's making a very principled stand, and a lot of people are being exposed to the ideas about jury nullification and self-ownership and just the basic idea that public officials, you have the right to record them and document their actions, especially when they're acting in the wrong, and definitely when they act in the wrong. So this is rightfully attracting a lot of attention. I appreciate your guys' help in getting the word out about it.
You know, whatever I can do, I mean, obviously, we love having Adamo on the program here on Free Talk Live, and he's a personal friend of mine. And, of course, I've been, a supporter of the stuff that you guys have been doing for long before Copblock, back when it was just Motorhome Diaries and Liberty on Tour. And actually, as an aside, as I understand it, Liberty on Tour is kind of getting ready for a bit of a comeback round with Derek J. going to kick off the next round of Liberty on Tour.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'd love to see that right now. Before Derek stepped up for his Exile Tour, it was we had some language on libertyontour.com that essentially said, hey, check out all the content here, but for now, Adamo and myself are focusing our attention on copblock.org, but if you have interest in doing your own project under this infrastructure, then let us know, and so I'm glad it worked out. Derek J. is definitely a doer.
Hey, you hooked him up with an email address. The Derek J. Exile Tour is getting ready to kick off. It hasn't actually technically started yet. Even though he's not in New Hampshire right now, he is kind of raising money. He's in a fundraising mode for the Exile Tour. He is approximately 50% of the way there, and folks can go and support him through victimlesscrimespree.com. There is a link on the right-hand side of that page that will take you to his fundraising page, so you can help Derek J. get to your town. He's going to be traveling all around the country and focusing on various different activism efforts that are going on. But before he kicks it off, he's going to come back up here to attend Adamo's trial coming up on Monday, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think we're going to have a packed courthouse on Monday.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be that way.
If the jury selection yesterday was any indication of how popular the actual trial will be, I think you're right. It's certainly, I was pleased to see seemed like at least a couple dozen people out of the jury selection, and that requires people to get up, at least for the folks in Keene, required them to get up at 6 in the morning to head out at 6:30, and that's a pretty big deal, especially on a work day where a lot of people can't go simply because of pre-existing activities. But I know that some folks are going to take the day off just so they can come to Adamo's trial on Monday.
Yeah, and I spent the past day and a half, a couple days in Manchester, and I was not surprised that a lot of people were familiar with the situation thanks to the coverage it had been getting. So, and one of the most often heard responses for people that weren't aware of it after they were informed about it was, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at the Huffington Post, you look at the Union Leader, you look at some of the other places online, unless it's like a police website, like Police One, you look at these mainstream
Police Mag.
Police Mag. Look at these mainstream sites, and the comments are, you know, 90%+ in favor of Ademo and 90%+ in favor of press freedom and the ability to record these government bureaucrats when they're on the job. So, you know, if the comments are any indicator of the temperature, you know, kind of a temperature check of the American people, then I would say that Ademo has a good chance of succeeding. Of course, when you're in front of a jury and that jury is, you know, for whatever reason, juries tend to be more obedient, I think, than the average American. I don't know if that's because they're selected from a pool of people that has registered to vote and or has a driver's registration or something like that, but I hope this is the first true jury nullification case we've had here in New Hampshire thus far, because you guys did it once in Greenfield, Massachusetts. So hopefully Ademo can do it again on Monday. Or maybe he won't have to. Maybe the prosecutor will decide to drop the charges or somehow throw the case at the last moment, as we saw happen with Jason Talley a few months ago, where the prosecutor basically acted like he'd forgotten to file some sort of paperwork right when the jury had been chosen. They were moving forward with the case, and the trial was about to start, and the prosecutor said, "Oh, gosh darn it, I forgot to file that critical piece of paper that I'm supposed to file. I guess we just can't go forward with this case now. Shucks."
Right.
And that was the end of that.
Weird.
It was weird, and it was very weird considering that, you know, he files this piece of paper in every single case that he goes through. And had he
just not said anything.
Yeah, had he not said anything about it, I don't think they would have held him responsible for it. I mean, these bureaucrats aren't held responsible for anything they do. So it was just an excuse to cancel the trial. And we know that the bureaucrats have a habit of trying to sweat people out till the last minute and then canceling it. So whatever happens on Monday, we'll be there to report on it.
Right on. Yeah, there'll be a lot of good coverage, I think.
Excellent. Well, good to have you back here, and I know that you'll be able to add some interesting input onto some of the issues that we've got to discuss here. There was something on Saturday night. We spent most of Saturday night's show talking about Ademo's situation and, you know, going over various different aspects of it. And one of the things that we touched on was the question of, well, how do you get accountability? I mean, through the system, it doesn't seem to be possible. People have tried these various different methods. I mean, it seems like coplock.org is the, you know, the only legitimate, the only successful option to even come close to scratching the surface of accountability with these police officers. You know, you guys advocate accountability. You don't hate cops.
That's right. Yeah, we don't, and I don't. And, you know, some of the folks that do get involved out of the gates with CopLock, they see the name or they may see some literature or hear about it, and they may come to the site with that sort of mind frame. But, you know, some of the sites you mentioned earlier that have posted about a Ademo situation, Police Mag, Police One, things like that, even though they're heavily, and for the large part, most of the active people on there are current Leos or retired Leos. I try to comment on those, and I was happy to see, at least on the Police Mag one, after I did, a lot of folks chimed in, and they really held to task the comments made by some of these other posters and just said, hey,
nice.
Look, you know, you expect people to respect you, and you make these sort of outlandish statements. And so just like you said, the public sentiment, I mean, public for a lack of a better term, is definitely there. People do believe you have this right to hold public officials accountable. But how do you get accountability? I think it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen through a passage of a bill or through the collective of one person. But it's going to happen one mind at a time. And that's what I try to do, and what I think CopLock does well and y'all do well, is just share ideas. And the more people that withdraw their consent from these criminal organizations and their actions, then and just view the individual actors as the people responsible, then that's, you know, how we get to where I would hope that we get to.
Well, right. If this juror or these jurors that have been chosen for Ademo's trial have the same ideas or similar ideas to us, like, hey, these bureaucrats are on the public dole. They should be held accountable at all times. They should consider that anything they say or do is on the record. If people have that opinion, and they know about jury nullification. They know about their right to say not guilty based on their feeling about the law. So if they think the law is bad, they can vote not guilty. If they know these things, have the same ideas, then there's no way the prosecutor can be successful on Monday. 855-450-FREE. But you're right. It is about changing hearts and minds. More coming up. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have for you, including archives They go all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download whichever ones you want. They're right there at your fingertips. You don't have to jump through any hoops or pay any kind of fee. They're just there. You just enjoy as much as you'd like. Now, of course, if you want, you can support the show in various different ways, and one of those ways is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price, and that's a pretty simple thing. It's the same Amazon you're used to, same great service and the huge selection, great prices, all the customer reviews that you're used to. It's the same Amazon. In fact, we've got three different Amazons. We've got the one for the UK, the US, and Canada. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com, and if you're international, or wherever it is you live, you click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. You shopping there, gets the stuff you want delivered to your door, you get a great price, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So really, it's a great deal all around. And we very much appreciate it. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You've got to get together with other people who have the same ideas. Goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment, is that, you know, as soon as people's hearts and minds are changed about the ideas of liberty, then we'll start to see the change on the outside. We'll start to see the society in which we live be more liberty-friendly and more accountability-oriented. And things will change, but you've got to change yourself, and other people have to be willing to change around you. And people will be more willing to change if they see other people in that same mindset. If liberty becomes more popular, it will, by default, grow in a faster manner, simply because most people are... they're followers. Most people are going to go along with the crowd. And right now, people are doing what's comfortable. And they're always going to do, most people are going to do what's comfortable. There are only certain people who will ever be out on the leading edge of any sort of change. There's always that small percentage that has to be the, you know, the dedicated cadre of initial thinkers and doers, the idea people and the people that will execute those ideas and the people that will communicate those ideas. Those people have to be out on the forefront. And folks like our friend Ademo, who's currently facing 21 years in prison for ridiculous wiretapping charges for recording government bureaucrats while on the job, these are the people that are on that leading edge. And it can be a lonely, dangerous place to be, as many of us have found out. And as inevitably, it's certainly not something that everybody can handle, going to jail for even a short period of time, let alone.
Apparently, in this country, it's not okay for journalists to record public servants working on the public time using public telephones, without... I don't know, properly, I guess, specifically stating you are being recorded, even though you're saying it's on the record or whatever. And, you know, at this point, they have no evidence that he didn't say that. Their evidence is a video that he put online, edited and put online.
It's true.
So
they don't know who recorded it. He certainly hasn't.
I mean, there's zero evidence here. And the fact that, you know, the fact that any prosecutor would take this case or any cop would arrest for this case, I mean, it just shows the endemic corruption in the system.
Yeah, and if you listen to the videos themselves or the comments made in the video that he put up, I mean, both from the Manchester police employee Hopkins and Marielle McGorry, who over at West High School, how unconcerned they were, and if they actually did, do what they claim to do, which is serve and protect or educate and look out for the well-being of the students and things like that, they would say, when Ademo questioned them, if the Manchester PD officer Hopkins actually didn't know about it as he claimed, he would, I would hope, show some concern and promise to dig into it and look for more information. But instead, he's like, oh yeah, whatever, and he just got off the phone. And whereas Marilyn McGorry, who's again, she's a
school principal, right?
Yeah, school principal over at West and a former Hillsborough County assistant attorney. So this is the same Ademo's being tried in Hillsborough County Superior Court, tried by Hillsborough County attorney. This is the same outfit that the principal used to work for. Mm-hmm. So it's very incestuous, but if she actually looked out and cared for the well-being of her students instead of knee-jerk reaction backing unthinkingly the actions of this Darren Murphy, the school liaison officer, then, you know, that would be great. But instead, you see what we get when there's no accountability and, you know, they have no fear of being fired. They have no fear of losing customers because they claim to provide, they claim a monopoly on providing this good or service to people who live in Manchester. And you know, hopefully a lot of people on the street that I've talked to in Manchester realize how heavy-handed a lot of Manchester PD employees are and how much they get away with, and they definitely don't would not voluntarily choose to support them, I would say. And as that continues to happen, people will stop calling 911. People, you know, maybe some folks will stop funding them, and they will just...
I hope so. I'm ready to stop. I hope that we can sign some other people up for that. I don't want to do it alone, but it may end up having to come to that. Although I know that there are some other folks like John Connell at the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton who has not paid property tax in over 2 years at this point. But as I found out recently from some folks living in another town who hadn't paid property tax for a short while, they actually had their water and sewer service shut off as a means of punishment.
Wow.
So they actually ended up having to go back on and start paying taxes again if they wanted to be able to, because they, you know, if you're in a city, you can't exactly put in a septic tank very easily, and digging a well could also get you thrown in a cage without the city's permission. So, I mean, they've got a real lockdown on people, and it really does take numbers. It takes that concentration of people who are willing to stand up for what they believe in. So that's what we're trying to do with the Free State Project, is get those people together who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something. You can go to freestateproject.org. Over 1,000 people are already here in New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project, over 12,000 now are signed up as part of the Free State Project. We still need to get to 20,000, but don't wait. If you are excited about the Free State Project, it's exciting to be here now. Don't wait till 20,000. I mean, if you have to, then you have to. But if you can get here sooner, please definitely do that, because it does make a difference when you've got, you know, even if you are being aggressed against by these thugs, it does make a difference to have those smiling faces in the back of the courtroom who you know are your friends and they care about you. That having that is just so, you know, it's incalculable what the value of that is. And most people don't have that anywhere else. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. But one of the things that we focused on Saturday night was, well, what can be done besides the idea of people individually standing up and, you know, asserting their rights and holding a video camera and recording bad police or bad bureaucrat behavior? What can be done within the system? Is it possible to change the system? Because we've seen court decisions come down. You've got the Glick decision that, you know, affirms pretty strongly that people have the right to record government bureaucrats when they're on duty. However, the government bureaucrats don't seem to care. I mean, right after the Glick decision, not too long after the Glick decision came down, Carlos Miller from Photography's Not a Crime was in town, and he was threatened with arrest for walking into the county courthouse with a video camera. And had he stayed in that lobby, they would have put him under arrest. It doesn't matter. They don't care about what
they've
Glick says.
They've read me with it, too.
Right. So they don't care about Glick. And so, you know, court decisions don't really seem to matter, ultimately. If this jury on Monday decides that this was a bad thing and they, you know, these charges are bad and they throw them out, that won't necessarily stop the government from bringing similar charges against someone else, because there's no real punishment for the government. It just kind of stops that one process. That one tentacle, if you will, of the state will be stopped. But it doesn't stop it at the root. So some people have said that, well, the solution is to form a citizens review board. And as it turns out, Atlanta tried this. And I've been skeptical about it the whole time. And, Pete, I imagine you might have heard a few things about these being involved with copblock.org. So we'll tell you more about what happened or what is happening with the review board there in Atlanta and how well it's working out or not.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Pete Ayer.
And Mark.
That's right. Pete is here with us, courtesy of copblock.org. And, of course, if you've got a question for Pete, obviously you're welcome to call in here at 855-450-FREE, or you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind.
So we've been kind of talking about police accountability here, and one of the ways to have that level of accountability is to have a video recording of what's happened. One of the places that you're likely to run into, a police officer that may have a different story than what your story is in your vehicle. So a great asset is freedomcam.net. Now, sometimes you remember the things differently than as they happened, and then the videotape can remind you. Sometimes people tell lies, and then the videotape can let everybody know that somebody's telling a lie. And that's a real valuable asset. At freedomcam.net, the GPS black box dash cam gives audio, video at the front of the car and the back of the car. It gives GPS, direction, speed, driving route, everything you're going to need. It's the ultimate witness. If you're in some kind of accident, you want to have this. It's freedomcam.net. It's not cheap. No insurance is. This thing's great. I turn the key on in my car. It makes a little noise on its own, turns itself on, does the whole thing. I turn the key off. I do nothing differently than my normal driving routine with my Freedom Cam. It's freedomcam.net.
Yeah, it's great. And I just got mine back installed in the cop block peace squad cruiser, for lack of a better term, and it's fantastic. I love the Freedom Cam. So
peace is right.
We actually have one in the car I'm driving right now. Clyde Voluntarius has one in his car. We drove up from North Carolina and had a good peace of mind.
Did he inform you were being recorded?
Yeah, I just assume. I mean, he and I, the other day we counted, I think we had like 2 dozen video recording devices between
the two of you. So we'll take your calls about anything here. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and we'll start things out with Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Pete there.
Hey, Chris.
One real quick thing since Pete's on the air. First off, Pete, have you heard about the Cato Institute trying to do their own cop block version thing?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we have a post up on CopLock we put up maybe a month ago. I wrote about, it's actually an old site called Injustice Everywhere. A guy named David Pacman had started a year before CopLock got founded, and he put a lot of time into that. He just didn't have enough time to keep it up, so he essentially said, hey, put your name on the hat. Who organization or a group of people wants to take over this site? And Cato was one of the six or eight folks who stepped up, and I'm glad to say Tim Lynch over there at Cato, a person that I worked under when I was an intern there back in 05, is spearheading that project, and I have full confidence in him, and I'm glad that they're going to help bring more people into the fold, the police accountability. And, my encouragement to Tim Lynch on that post that I wrote was, I hope Cato includes as part of their alternatives, not allowing for competition in this vital good or service. You know, I hope they make that pitch. But thus far, I'm really glad to see what they've done with it.
Very cool, very cool. I'll pop over to the site and check out the link. It's awesome. But what I really wanted to call about, Mark, you about 3 weeks ago, I think you were stepping here on the Sunday show. You had talked about the Holland, Michigan hot dog stand.
Yeah, the kid that tried to set up a hot dog stand, his parents believed that they had all the little government pieces of paper that one was going to need to get a hot dog stand going, and they paid their fees and bought the hot dog cart and all these kind of things, and then on the first day, some government bureaucrats said, oh no, this isn't going to work, sorry, you're shut down, and it shut them down, and they had to sell the truck. Go ahead.
I'll teach them a lesson about how to do business in America. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I want to give you a quick update to that, and at the same time testify to the power of the show prep. So the article originally was published over at MLive.com, which is the local 5 o'clock news station website here in Michigan. Covers all the local counties. I was one that submitted the show prep over at FreeTalkLive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that link I posted once you guys did the show over in the comments of the original news article, and the cart was actually purchased by a local vendor there in Holland, Michigan, and he gave unofficial exclusive rights to the 13-year-old kid to use them whenever he wanted under their vending license.
Hmm.
So that was very cool that the national recognition that Free Talk Live provided was able to at least in some degree help the kid do that.
That's great.
Really? I'm confused. How did you posted the link to the Free Talk Live show prep on MLive.com? And
I attempted the show prep via Facebook and a couple other social media sites after I posted it. And then Mark and Stephanie did the actual show and mentioned it towards the end of the show. And I went ahead and linked to the show and told the time at what time you guys talked about the segment in the comments on MLive.com. And about a week later, not even really, I found out that the kid was able to sell his hot dog stand, which he paid half for, it was either $1,200 or $1,300 that he paid for. But he sold it for $2,500 with exclusive rights to be able to use it whenever he wanted under their vending license.
So you believe that had something to do with Free Talk Live's show?
Yeah, definitely, because it didn't happen until after the comment happened, and the discussion about the gentleman who purchased it, who was commenting on the MLive.com comments of the news article, was responding to the show. So I don't know if it was directly, but it definitely put a bug in his ear, at least it was.
I see what you're saying. So he saw that, hey, this got some press attention, and figured that maybe he could get a little bit of positive press, perhaps, for himself out of doing this, or maybe he just did it because he felt it was the right thing to do, whatever the reasons. It's a workaround. Obviously, it's still people working within the system to allow this. What was he, 13 or something like that, 12?
Yeah, 13 years old. That was a real shame.
13-year-old to go out and finally sell his hot dogs legally. So I still don't like seeing people jump through government hoops, but at least it ended in a positive way for him.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was kind of hoping for. My fiance and actually tried a couple years ago starting a catering business here in Michigan, and we're looking at nearly $5,000 just in state-mandated inspections and licensing fees. It's a home-based catering business before we even start one.
No wonder there are people leaving that place in droves. I mean, Michigan is having a tough time.
And this goes to show just how this licensing just keeps poor people down. I mean, if it takes $5,000 to get into business, you're just going to go work for somebody else. It doesn't cost any money to go get a job. It costs $5,000 to get into a catering business run out of your house.
It's ridiculous. Exactly. It's ridiculous. I remember the first time I went to Michigan, man. I was just blown away by everyone I met that was my age or around my age was expressed their intention to move out of the area. It was definitely farther gone than a lot of places in terms of regulatory nanny statism and.
It's actually one of the more common places to find Free Talk Live, and I don't know if that's like kind of a natural outgrowth of all the oppression that they're facing.
Probably.
The radio stations are more likely to take our show as a result of that. But we're on in Holland, which is where that particular story happened.
But on Saturdays, right?
But on Saturdays, so they wouldn't have heard us discussing that, unfortunately, in that particular.
Yeah, maybe they recognized the show name when it was in the comments.
Maybe so.
On Saturdays.
Tell you what, if you can get that business owner's name to me and some kind of contact information at mark@freetalklive.com, I'll do a follow-up interview with him.
Yeah, I'll definitely. I'll track it down. I'll go ahead and hop over to the comments and look it up again.
Great idea.
And real quick, I'll put it off there if you guys want to handle it, but I'm also looking for whoever the program director email address is over there because I'm working at the local college station to try to get an interview to you guys.
You're looking for the program directors where? In Holland?
No, for Free Talk Live. Just
you listen to them.
I looked over the website.
Well,
I can't find it anywhere on the website.
There's no
it's
program.
So cute you think that this is a real radio program and stuff. I mean,
well,
you
I
hear
Korean, but
you hear the sales director, the program director, the production director, the guys who empty the garbage cans. You hear them right now.
This to me just speaks volumes about the entrepreneurial nature that y'all have done, man.
Yeah.
You guys have put in a lot of time and a lot of hard effort, and it's making an impact. So.
I'm behind, man. I've got all kinds of directorial things to do here.
The garbage can's overflowing, too, buddy.
Yeah, not enough time to do it. Hey, if you need to get in touch, you're talking to us. So you can find us on the website. Email addresses are pretty simple. mark@freetalklive.com, ian@freetalklive.com. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Chris. 855-453. Now, if you're looking for a real program director, you can just contact your local talk radio station and ask who the program director is. It's that simple. And then talk to them real nicely about having some Free Talk Live on the air. If you already have some, you can take some more. If you don't have any yet, ask them for some. Working on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Free and get your copy now.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. And we're going to go right back into you and your phone calls. Taryn is listening in Savannah on the FM dial. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to know if anyone has ever tried to use a double standard on the police and had success with it. What I mean by that is, you know, there's a lot of states where you guys get in trouble if you audio record them, but you're allowed to video record them or vice versa. And what I noticed, one time I was recording the police and I got questioned and pulled aside, and I noticed the cop had something on his belt that was recording me. It was like a little audio device.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is that? You know, I pointed it at, and he's like, oh, that's my audio. So, you know, it was my backup. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, how come these rules don't apply to you guys? That, you know, every time you pull me over, I know that camera has audio and I know it has video. How many times are you breaking the law? You didn't get my consent to record me when you pulled me over.
Oh, well, trust me, they've written the laws in a way that the police are exempt. So usually a lot of these, like if you actually look at wiretapping statutes, they will actually have an exemption for law enforcement officers.
But they actually have an exemption in murder statutes. I mean, you know, they call murder is unlawful killing. So, I mean, you know, it's...
Well, it's lawful when the cops do it.
That's right. That's the statement. So, I mean, basically, you know, they get all kinds of exemptions.
It's a good point, though, Taryn. It's something that made me point out to folks when they're thinking about these issues, just to clearly demonstrate the double standards
Two classes of men, clearly.
It might be worth it just even though, you know, it's pointless, but to call up the evidence in the case and be like, well, let me see your video that you pulled me over. You can record me.
They'll
yell at you and say it's inadmissible, but it's good to stick it out there.
Yes, and it's very curious, too, how often that audio or video that is collected by those means by the folks who claim to work for us goes missing or has a defect when it's needed, when it's your word against theirs.
I think it's worth a try. I mean, it's worth pointing out the hypocrisy.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. It'll certainly be something fun to point out, and if you're recording at the same time, kind of be a fun little point for whatever video you're making.
Yeah, for sure. That's all. I was just wondering if since you had Pete on there, if he's ever heard of someone trying that. And
yeah, I haven't, but I guess, like Ian mentioned before about some of the activities that go on, do they really strike the root? And I would say this could be used as a way to strike the root. I would not use it myself as an end-all to say, hey, like, if we need to make this equal on this level, I would say, hey, your technology, your salary is paid for by stolen money, and you claim to provide these services. I've never contracted with you to provide these services, and right now you're threatening, you would use force against me or somebody I did contract with to provide these services. So that is the end goal for me, is to delegitimize the idea that certain folks have a legitimate right to use force.
I have to say, I have been on the phone with the police before, and I know that typically police departments record all incoming calls, and I have asked them to verify that. I have asked them, you know, are you recording this call, or do you record all calls? And they'll almost always say yes, and so in that case, I feel like I'm not obligated to tell them that I'm recording the call, because I already know the call's being recorded. They're the ones that are recording it, so there's not
right,
anything wrong with recording it.
It's silly you have to play that whole game, but it's still, I think, sometimes worth it just to cause problems, to, you know, point out the hypocrisy, and I wish I had time to do that, just to, you know, file this stuff.
Well, you're busy, man. You've got your activism that you're doing. You're writing books that have liberty-oriented themes in them, and they're very good. And where can folks go and get their hands on Pirates of Savannah?
Thanks for the plug. Any major
plug
book,
anytime, buddy.
You know, as far as Amazon, you can actually use your Free Talk Live link, and you
awesome.
Can, we can both get a piece.
Free you know, I've got to say, the guys in jail liked it.
Well, I've got a new one coming out in October about it's very 1984. I hope people will like it. It's a shifting of gears. So
fantastic.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely give us a clue when that happens. And, Taryn, thanks for the call tonight. It's Taryn Lupo, Liberty author, 855-450-FREE. Books are, I've read Pirates of Savannah. I read it when I was in jail. He was kind enough to send it to me in there. And it was a real page-turner. Like, I kept going through it. I just burned right through that thing. Like, literally within, it's a humongous book. It's like a 500-page monster book. But it really kept my attention. And, you know, I like books like that. Things go boom. People get shot. You know, it's fun.
Makes it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you're sitting in a cage, you definitely have a lot of time to read, and fiction especially is a good way mm-hmm. to fast reads to share ideas. And Larkin Rose, more than others, in my mind, has been a great using this medium very effectively. And recently a demo requested a couple of his books, for one for himself and one for someone he's met there in the Manchester Valley Street Jail. And
The Greatest Superstition?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Larkin was kind enough to send one on the house, and one some of the donations that came in for demo went to cover. So much love for that. And also Mark Telos, who made a fiction book called Bright Light, he also sent a demo copy. He was at Pork Fest this past year
cool.
and talked about it. So it's cool to see all these, you know, supportive folks like we talk about reaching out and helping each other.
Yep, and I was happy to see Larkin Rose's books that were sent to me when I was in jail end up on the book cart as it was coming through like a couple weeks later. His books are just really well written. They're easy to understand, and they're very, striking at the root, getting to the real core ideas of liberty in a way that's easy for the average person to understand. So the Most Dangerous Superstition is a great book. I mean, Taryn's book is super as far as fiction is concerned, but it's so big, it may end up being in a prisoner's bag that they use for weights, whereas Larkin's book is pretty thin, so odds are good that one's not going to end up in a weight bag. And technically, that's not legal what they do with the books in there, but they do it anyway, because
sure.
you're in county jail. They don't
anything
have,
to lift weights.
They don't have the weights that sometimes, you know, I guess you get more in prison. Maybe it's less common
in prison.
In county jail. And so they kind of try to do makeshift weights. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wallace is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Wallace.
Hi, Ian and company.
Hey.
I left a message on Ian's voicemail. I had been chatting with a couple of attorneys, and a good friend of mine down in Virginia, who basically is like a lobbyist for the news media industry, if you will. I don't want to put her name out on the air and her affiliation, but I sent both you guys a copy of the email that she sent to me. I got two suggestions. I know a dame who wants to be pro se representing himself, but they have what they call standby counsel.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is an attorney, and that's all she does is advise news media from open records law, freedom of information law, to these kinds of criminal things. She said to me that if a demo or somebody acting as in behalf contacted her, she could put him in touch with an attorney that in all probability, because of the impact on the news media of this whole thing, which everybody knows the impact, that chances are a law firm such as the one that I emailed to you guys that she had suggested might be able to represent him for free.
Yeah, you're talking about the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and I think Pete and I both actually talked to them today. At least she suggested that she had talked to you, Pete.
Yep.
And
because of Wallace's email. Right,
because of, thanks for that, Wallace. Appreciate the heads up. And basically what I told her was I think Ademo's kind of had some negative experiences with attorneys. I don't think he's going to be wanting to have representation, but the idea of standby counsel isn't a bad one. So I had suggested that if she has somebody in the area that is interested in this, you know, an attorney, attorney that's really keen on the ideas of, you know, press freedom, to have that attorney reach out to Ademo, because if you're an attorney, you've got the magic power, so you can call up a jail usually or visit a jail, and you can get them to show you that prisoner at any time. You don't have to.
Yep,
like,
true.
Ademo, if one of us were to go down there to try to see him, we would be told, sorry, you can only come here Saturday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, and you have to be here at 6:30, and only two people will be allowed to see him per week. They have crazy restrictions on when you can go and see him, but if you're an attorney or if you're a priest, you can go and see folks any old time. So she did say she would talk to her counsel about that, and you know, maybe they will go down there and perhaps talk to him and or call him this week about that. You know, it couldn't hurt to have a standby counsel that's willing to go and do it for free, but I know that I wouldn't want to do it as far as the state standby counsel, because then you have to give them like a financial affidavit, and you have to turn over your bank information and how much money you earn and all this just to get the one from the state. But, you know, if somebody comes along who's like really good on the ideas of reporters and press freedom, then I don't see how that would hurt. And you know,
these guys are good.
Yeah.
If you check your email, she sent me the name, and these guys have represented the, I'll call it, whole of the world news media, where they can't afford attorneys for free.
It's good to know. It was a good connection. I'm glad that you helped me make it, Wallace. I know you said you had a second point, so you're welcome to hang on. We can bring it back here in hour number two, 855-450-FREE. And I also told the lady with this reporters organization about some of the other things that were happening. Like, you know, you and I, Pete, were banned from the courthouse here. 855-450-FREE, along with a handful of other people who are also independent journalists. Hour two's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.